USA News Update. The rapid development of AI technology and tools could help mankind for the better, according to OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. But the ChatGPT mastermind says there needs to be government rules in place.
The U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Experts and lawmakers have recently raised concerns about the fast-developing technology. President Biden canceling his upcoming visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea due to ongoing debt ceiling talks. The White House confirmed the news Tuesday, saying Biden informed Australia's Prime Minister he's postponing the trip. He also engaged with the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea. Meantime, Biden will still travel to Japan Wednesday to participate in a G7 summit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.